Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for August 13th, 2018. In today's news, a two-tower complex in Kuwait City evoking traditional Arabic design features has been completed. A Newark, New Jersey high-rise development in which former NBA star Shaquille O'Neal is a partner has gained official approval. A child fell to his death from an escalator in China. Midtown Manhattan is buzzing with tall building activity. And Seoul's biggest department store will be part of a development centered by a pair of skyscrapers.
Burj Al Shaya, a 42 and 22 tower office hotel development in Kuwait City, is complete, featuring a design by Gensler with a traditional Arabic mashrabiya screen with a diamond pattern that weds form and function, Dazeen reports. The three-dimensional aluminum latticework facade guards against solar radiation and heat and, as Gensler principal Tom Lindblom puts it, creates a new focal point for the city's elite social scene. Containing 284 guest rooms, two ballrooms, conference suites, five restaurants, a pool, terrace, and spa, the 22-story structure is occupied by the Four Seasons Kuwait. The 42-story tower houses new headquarters for retailer Al Shaya.
A 33-story, 370-unit residential tower being developed by Beret Development in partnership with former NBA star Shaquille O'Neal at 777 MacArthur Highway in Newark, New Jersey, has been approved by local authorities, with construction expected to begin in 2019, NJ.com reports. O'Neal plans to live in a penthouse apartment in the building. The $150 million project is near Newark Penn Station and is the first high-rise to be built in Newark in 50 years. 20% of the units will be affordable, and the plan includes 15,000 square feet of restaurant and retail and 10,000 square feet of amenity space. Construction is expected to take approximately 2 years.
A three-year-old boy died as a result of falling four floors from an escalator at a shopping mall in East China on August 9th, various news outlets, including the Daily Mail, report. The boy was at the mall in Baoli with his parents and older sister, who were in massage chairs nearby when the incident happened. Video footage shows the child clinging to the handrail, losing his grip, and falling to the basement level. He was pronounced dead on the scene.
Midtown New York City continues to bustle with activity, including a planned 22-story office building at 1241 Broadway and an under-construction 21-story hotel residential tower at 292 Fifth Avenue on the edge of Nomad and Koreatown, New York NB reports. Permits have been filed for the 318-foot-tall office building, designed by Skidmore, Owings & Merrill, and developed by GDS Development, containing 178,880 square feet, with offices starting on the second floor. The building is expected to start rising in the first quarter of 2019. Construction on the 210-foot-tall hotel residential tower, designed by Gene Kaufman and developed by Sam Chang, has reached the fourth floor, and completion is anticipated by early 2020. It will contain 17 residences atop a 150-key hotel.
Spanning seven underground and nine above-ground stories, the largest department store in Seoul, Hyundai Department Store, will be part of the Park One Tower Complex, which includes 68 and 52-story office buildings rising in the Yeouido Island Financial District, Insight Korea reports. Situated between the office towers and a hotel, the Park One Towers will be among the tallest in Seoul upon their completion, anticipated in 2020. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.